Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about a different aspect of homelessness. And I don't know about you, but it's really common for us to have a particular picture of what it means to be homeless. And I don't need to necessarily expand on that anymore, but it's influenced by the way that homelessness is portrayed on television, in popular culture. It's influenced by particular experiences of homelessness that we may have had when we visit big cities and we see people sleeping rough. There's a whole lot of cultural information about homelessness out there, but one of the things that's actually increasingly common in our communities is hidden homelessness, is a certain percentage of people that actually don't have a stable and sustainable roof over their heads that they're in control of, but who are either couch surfing, so visiting friends, sleeping in garages or lounge rooms on couches, spare rooms, and bouncing from one place to another, or individuals, even families, residing, living in their own car because of a whole complex, you know, string of reasons, everything from the fact that there's not enough shelter places and beds for people in our community. The demand has greatly outstripped the supply, unfortunately. Or the fact that some of those places just aren't able, they're not funded, they're not able to help families in particular in the way that they need to. And that can often now mean that families are faced with no other option but to pack whatever they can into a car. Sometimes they'll get a storage locker to kind of keep their things in, and to live in their car, to use friends' places or you know, community resources to shower and to eat and cook and things like that, but to sleep in their car. And I guess, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who fit into this criteria in our community. And I guess it's also true that there's a whole bunch of complex reasons why someone would end up residing in their car. And that is everything from broad-based economic issues, the casualization of the workforce, downturns in the economy and people becoming unemployed, the high rate of mortgages, mortgage payments that can't be made, and a whole bunch of, you know, big societal issues that contribute to that, all the way through to housing affordability issues, family conflict, domestic violence, a whole bunch of reasons why people aren't able to have safe and stable accommodation. There's a risk in simplifying issues like this and thinking that there's one thing that people can actually do to not have this happen to them. And unfortunately, that's not true, that there's a whole bunch of complex reasons why people aren't able to have safe and stable accommodation. In places like America, unfortunately, it's actually middle-class homelessness, which is the largest growing type of homelessness because of changes in the economy. And that's a very complex thing. And it's not, you know, often associated with the difficulties that we would assume that homelessness is associated with. What is true, though, is that people with good access to social capital, good community connections, good community involvement, good access to education and healthcare, safe places to flee from violence and support services that can support them. All of these are things in our community that can actually help address this issue. Increased funding for homelessness services and diverse services that can actually now meet the needs of families and things like that are other things that can happen, as well as being able to address some of the other contributing factors that may contribute to why people become homeless, like drug and alcohol issues, mental health issues, family conflict, domestic violence, and the whole list, and unemployment, the whole list of social issues that still exert influence in our community and make life really difficult for a certain percentage. And I guess we all have a role to play in that, whether we're parked in our car or not, or whether we have a roof over our head. There's always something that we can do to help, you know, address this issue in our community, because no one deserves to live in their car or to be living in a park or sleeping in a shelter. Our land is too prosperous for that. So make our community a home this week with Mind Games.